Beginnt die Karin Dav, Meset, Nis Erev, and Dav, Ayin, Zayin, begin on the days, begin with Taze, the Masla, begins words the Gemara, Mixas, Al, Magulin, some of the leaves are uncovered. So I'm explain that regarding Shabbos, all you need to have is that the leaves are uncovered, and Taze explains also the halachas as related to Tiltum and Atzal. We learned in the Braisa that if someone buries a radish in the ground, so it's permitted if some of the leaves are uncovered. Taze explains that just that the Braisa requires that some of the leaves are uncovered, is Mishum Shabbos Nakala, that was picked specifically regarding the laws of Shabbos, that only such a situation that we're not going to have any problems regarding Shabbos. But actually, regarding all the other halachas, we don't have to have that. That's Kach Pesh, because that's how Rashi explains. Now, Parach the Gemara asks, Kibin the Chala Av Mechus, what's the Gemara's question? That since we have all the thick part that's covered, the Eim Agula El Mikzazon, the only thing that's uncovered is some of the leaves, so Doim Alasefa Shishli Ugnim. So this is similar to the case that what the Gemara is asking on of the basin that has a rim. And the Mishnah should have said it's forbidden on Shabbos, just like for the same reason of Chayfer that we're saying regarding the basin, and yet we see that it's permitted. And that's the Gemara's question. But Tzai says, "Vem Temi begin to say, Imam Mashmerish Kalakim the Gemara on Shabbos of Kochov Gimel Melav sounds like to the Rabbanan Jerubalizman Tadoy. That according to Rabban who disagreed with Elizabeth Tadoy, the Islu that they hold, Tiltal Menatzach, may Tiltal, that moving something indirectly from the side is considered moving it as a problem about Muktum. So that pugla milamata lamala also that if you have immature radish that if you're pulling it out from the bottom upwards so then it's going to be forbidden and the shaha meaning that means to say shaha lamata because the thick part is on the bottom and on it is the mukta things. Now, the difficulty is Maishna Mitznoin Shem Mitzvah Salam Magulam. Why is it different than our Gemara over here when the radish, some of the leaves are uncovered, which we see in the Gemara, this Shari that's permitted, even according to the Chachamim, the Lechashim of the Tilt Batzah is not even considered even moving indirectly. Even though the thick part is beneath the leaves, all covered. So why is it different than what the Gemara says in Shabbos? Since there's Vishamun, you can say is the Mikamakim. Still, when you're grabbing a hold of some of the leaves that are uncovered, Kal Lahagbiyai. It's easy to lift it up, ulanar enough, and to shake it off from the dirt. More than what the Gemara says over there, Shabbos, when it's the bottom up, where then you don't have any leaves to grab onto over there. It's actually the other way around. So even though some of it is uncovered, now we say that's going to be us in conscious Targum over here. And this is what we're going to say. The mashmach, it sounds like over here from now, is so good. The near that shaking off the muxalei chashav tilta matzad is not considered problematic, as the Gemara says, to be considered as indirectly moving something of muktzah. And where do we see this? The shrina miktzasa megula for the rabbanan. We see that it's permitted if some of it is uncovered, even according to rabbanan, who they hold in general that tilta matzad is a problem about moving that of muktzah. And since Taisi so to become a Mishnais, the Shalom now, we find many Mishnais that permit shaking something off. We can find the Gemara Shabbos in the Testament Aleph. No, it's the keys of a knife. You can just shake off the pillow and it falls down. We have money on top of the pillow, which is Menar Zekav. You just shake off the pillow and they fall down. And so do Evan Shalpi Achavis, when you have the stone on top of the barrel. So too, Matlat Sidabi Naifelis, you just tilt the barrel on its side and it falls down. Which shaking off is permitted. That is Taizim came if that's the case. Am I also Rab Perikir? Why does Rab say in Perikir and the Shabbos and Gimel base that it's forbidden in the following case? If you have a dead person that's laying in the sun, that he says forbidden lahifchemita, in order to move the dead person from one bed to another bed. Because moving indirectly is considered moving. What do you mean? That's the same thing as shaking off, where we say that's not a problem in our sugya and many places of the halacha muktzah. Additionally, Taizim says, oh, don't say that the reason why by Mesa would be problematic is for a different reason, because the laws are buses. Because Tay says, Avagav them in the Nechodo, because when you place something down, a street number Ferg Neutel, we say it's forbidden, and nobody in Ferg Neutel, Dabkov, and base, Mitam Bustle, Dabba Aster. Forget about that the thing itself, that maybe you'd be able to do near, but the thing it's on becomes a base for something that's forbidden, unless it says, no, that it cannot be compared to the case of the dead person on the Mita. Because Meis for Shabbos, when the person dies on Shabbos, I become a shachach. It's not like case of when you initially placed it and made them bus. It's like when you forget something. Anything that you intended to take over Shabbos, you did not intend to leave it for the whole Shabbos. And actually, even when you intentionally left it, it's considered like when you forgot, which has no problem about buses. like the case of when you could shake off the pillow and it falls down, that even though you intentionally covered with something that cannot be moved, but since that was not your intention to leave it over there, it's not considered as a basis. So most definitely, the coffin or the bed, the dead person cannot become a basis. So then why is it forbidden to tell them if you said the neir is going to be permitted? So this answers and it differentiates between moving a dead person and regular halacha of shaking off to other halachas of mukta. By Marie, says like this, the shani tiltul anas, moving a dead person, is different. Why? Shaker tiltul, the primary moving of the dead person, is l'tzarech ames atzmai. Is for the moving of the dead person, true Isser, which that's forbidden. He's considered as mukta. And like Damil Chalani, can I compare to all the different Mishnayos we brought throughout Shas, where their near shaking off is permitted? The reason why you're moving the mukta item is not for the mukta item, rather it's for the permitted item that it's on, whether it be the barrel or the pillow. My left is with tonight, like the turn and the radish. You don't need to move the earth like an argum over here. And so to all those cases of the Shabbos, like the wall shearings and the money and the rock, and it's you don't need to move them. Oh, that's why they're moving it by shaking is permitted and conscious by the case of the mess. Oh, says Taisa, based on this, that's what the Gemara there in Shabbos, the Gemara base, doesn't bring when it discusses Gabi Pilk Rabbi Shmuel, which regarding the dead person, where the Gemara says that the machleik is regarding tiltum and it's sad to say, oh, it's a machleik is tanoyim, because that's what it seems to be regarding moving the dead person. It only brings Elahid Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish Rabbanon regarding can you save a dead person from a fire, which the Gemara assumes that the machleik is regarding tiltum of the dead person and atzad, because the damile, that's similar to the machleik of Rabbi Shmuel, where that's also regarding moving a dead person indirectly. But the Maisa Allah Plokid Rabbanon does not bring other machlekes in like Rabbanon that they also have machlekes around Tiltum and Atzad. And the reason for that is because we just differentiated, because they're only saying you're not moving it for the Mukta item. You're moving it for the non-Mukta item. And therefore that's why it would be permitted. In contrast, it's not comparable to the machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, which is regarding when you're moving the dead person, which is for the Mukta item itself. Additionally, Tayyip says, Vahashta Asa Shabbat now makes sense to like Tik Shahid the Rab. Why? It's not difficult on Rab that says, Yinalala, as recorded before, move the dead person from one bed to another bed. Ami Bei Rav, which would seem to contradict another teaching that was said in the Yeshiva of Rav, Perek Taylor, nobody enough from the Malav Manalav. The Mashmet sounds like the Sabri that they hold the Loishmet Tiltal, that it's not a problem about moving indirectly. And that's because, even though seemingly that would be a contradiction, but Taysa says, no, that's the same idea because they're talking about over there, not for the Muksa item. The conscious Rav is talking about for the mess, which is for the Muksa item itself, because as Taysa says, Kizein and Nira Lemet the Pliki. Because it wouldn't seem appropriate to say that the Bay Rab is disagreeing with Rab, and therefore it's not a contradiction, because again, one's talking about mess, which is different than all the other cases of mukta of regarding Tiltum and Atzah. Additionally, by memory, the Reese says, Avagam Dikam Balam, although in general we rule that Tiltum and Atzah, Loish Me Tiltum, that moving indirectly is not considered a problem about moving, and because we find the Reish Kalei Kalem, and Shabbos, Abkav Chav Gimel, Manal, Pasig, Rav Nachman, Rav Lezman, Tadoi. But Bahu the mess regarding the Allah of the dead person, Allah grabbed the Asa, Asha, Allah has a grab that actually is forbidden. The Kamlan halacha, as we differentiated between regular Tiltum and Atzah and mess, and the reason is because the Kamlan halacha can't be certain because we rule like Rav when it comes regarding prohibitory law. And the Masik Allah, and for the fact that we conclude the Kulama Tiltum and Atzah Shmei Tiltum, everyone agrees moving indirectly is considered moving. Pirish, what does that mean? We read the Malakish, Rabbanan, that they disagree with it regarding saving the dead person from the fire. And on the Muslim name of the Gemara could have said, and again, that's specifically ruling like Rav, because we find regarding their machlekes, we say, oh, no, really everyone agrees that it is a problem. And the Gemara could have said that Loish Meitil, it could have given a different explanation if you're not saying it's totally in this machlekes, and said the opposite. No, actually, everyone agrees it's not considered a problem about moving as mukta. Well, the Mukman Puluk died, but till the Gemara, they could have said, oh, they're disagreeing regarding when you're actually moving it directly regarding saving the dead person. Oh, from the fact that they didn't say that, and rather they said, because everyone agrees that it is considered tiltul, is obviously like Rav, and so it's talking about in we don't have to be lengthy about this topic over here. So Taisha had said that we rule like the one who says a tiltul natad is not considered tiltul, but regarding neir, shaking of mukta, which if it's not for the purpose of the mukta item, that's not a problem. According to everyone, that would be permitted. But if regarding tiltul natad, that even if it's shaking off, but if it's l'terek the mukta, then it's going to be a problem that we're going to rule like Rav, because we're putting like Rav regarding Isur. Tzimek says, Matzah begins with Goy Hachim. If that's the case, I feel like Turi Namin, and even the Turi version also should be permitted. Chase can explain, Machalik Zerven Tam and Rabbi Avram, that why aren't we concerned for a different concern? That which we bring in a different Sugya Then maybe take the ladder to go ahead and smooth out his roof. Because the Gemara had asked that why is it that a selim turi is mamayit the dimensions of the wall, but it's something that can be taken on Shabbos, and it shouldn't diminish the dimensions, just like a sulam mitri. Now, Tosfos says, the mashmach, it sounds like from over here, the chol sulam is neton Shabbos. Sounds like, okay, but no matter how what type of ladder it is, it could be, regarding the laws of Isser, it could be moved on Shabbos. Be mitri, b'tsuri. As the Gemara only differentiates regarding its weight, because it's permanent. But Tosfos says, it's a wonder, because the parakam of the Be'ya mashmach in the beginning of the first, in the first parakam of Be'ya, and the test compares the Gemara, sounds like, the sulam shall aliyah asulat talta. A ladder of an upper story is forbidden to move on Yom Tov and Shabbos, because whoever sees him moving, it thinks he's going to go ahead and use it to smooth out his roof, which is forbidden to be done, and that's why he's taking it on Yom Tov and Shabbos. And with the Shari Hasam El Asul Mishal Shuvach, the only ladder they let you move over there is the ladder of a ladder of a dovecot. Mishum Deshevach and Mechichlam, because the fact that it's a dovecot, which is where the doves, the birds are, it proves that that's what the ladder is for. And actually, if I feel like he to Sulim Shal Aliyah, even just to tilt the ladder of an upper story, is Asa Asam Lishna Basin Beir Chia, is forbidden according to the second version of the Sanjur Chia. Oh, Reb Chiya Gufay, the Asa Asim, and also Reb Chiya himself, who makes it forbidden over there. Mashma, the problem is, sounds like Bishmait in the Shari that announced to get that, he says you're permitted to move a ladder. This really, because he holds Sulumishal bubble, Tzrich and Keba. The ladders of bubble need a certain permanent in the ground that they shouldn't be able to move on Shabbos. Sounds like if not making it permanent, it would be permitted to move it. That seems to contradict what is said in the Gemara and Be'ah. And says so it's a contrived, it's difficult to try to say that that here they're permitting it only when it's talking about a ladder of a dovecot. So says Taisa, the ain here namel lahamid achlish mayim. That also does not seem to say to answer that our sugi is going karev chonim bar ami. The mefarish hasan, because he explains it within that sugi and bade brishus ram pligi, that actually all machleik is over there shem esil regarding moving the ladders specifically in the public domain. Ab brishus yachin mutar, but in the private domain is permitted, and that's what our sugi is going like. And if you allow to move the ladders. So it says no, because less halachas ahachi, it would be difficult to say no, because the halacha doesn't halach him. El karav kamal, we'd be like Rav. The minute he says kamak mishos kamal nei maasayim, when end of the stage says something forbidden because of the appearance of wrongdoing, which is what this whole problem about moving the ladder is. So it's even forbidden even in private area, which therefore that would be a problem in rishos ayacha too, and came past the middle star. So how do we understand our sugya here that makes it sound like it's permitted? The Maimon Rebbe Tamei says the halacha b'sulam shel bayis. Here we're talking about ladders of a house. The norm is to move it from one corner to another corner, which is permitted. And therefore, it's not comparable to the ladders of an upper story. They're large ladders. Those are ladders that you could use to smooth out the roof. And only there, therefore, it's forbidden, not an agamar. And so it too applies to the ladders of a dovecot, that you're right. If not for the fact that the dovecot proving it, it would be forbidden to move because they're big and fit to use to smooth out the roof. In contrast, our sugya is talking about ladders of a house. That's Rabbi Natan. But Rabbi Avram Mefarshi explains the hasam over the year is biyamtiv on yamtiv shemaylech asul mishus rabim. You're transporting a ladder in the public domain, right? So people see him. So people are going to say latir kagutzach that he needs it to smooth out his roof, and that's why it's forbidden. But keeping the hasam mishus rabim, yeah, you're right. Once it's forbidden mishus rabim, also bechatzkadam it's forbidden even in the most chambers. That's on yamtiv where you could be carrying mishus rabim. So once it's forbidden mishus rabim, we made it forbidden bechatzkadam. But on Shabbos, it's not normal to carry Shazaram because you can't carry Shazaram anyway. So the whole inception of the Isra is not there. So like Gaza B'chatzar, they're not making a decree of a courtyard because that only forbidden Chatzar is because of Shazaram. But you're not going to have Shazaram over here anyway. Well, if he pairs in, according to this interpretation, actually, according to that, you'd be forbidden to carry even our ladders on Yom Tov because according to this answer, it's not because of it's big or small regarding that of the upper story version or of a house version. Not like a man Tom, and therefore, yeah, it would be forbidden even regular ladders on Yom Tov. Continue next days, the master begins with the Gemara. The lower platform has a length of 4 tefachim, width along the length of the wall. It diminishes the height of the wall. Where it comes to explain that is this measurement specifically in the length, only the length, and also why is it that you don't need to have that the platform and the ladder have to reach the top of the wall. The Gemara said that if the platform, the lower one, as Atez de Maskel says, it has within 10 tefachim, a length of 4 tefachim, so it diminishes the height of the wall. So Pishbuk or Drashi explained that what's this 4 tefachim that we require for the platform? Is Uruch Arba, is a length of 4 tefachim. And therefore, along that length of 4 tefachim, is diminishing the height of the wall from 10 tefachim. Sounds like that you don't need to have that the length and the width of the itzabah to be 4x4. It just have to have a length of 4 tvach. And v'chem perish sulam, sheshli vois and parchas, Rashi explains the same thing regarding the ladder with the rungs. Kein sulam shalom says like our ladders, which is urich ha-chavokim yechaliz arba, that the length of the rungs could be 4 tvachim. Avain rechav arba, but the width of the rungs are not 4 tvachim. Sheshli kibin makvus takim, that you make like these thin sticks on the ladder. This is a difficulty with Rashi. How does it help even if the ladder is not reaching the top of the wall? This is a matamah to wonder. That if it's like Rashi says that it's not 4x4, the difficulty is the besamach bi'ina shegiya sulam adresha kaisa. The Gemara shortly tells us that the ladder has to reach to the top of the wall. As the Gemara tells us, the bay sulam yodalad, that you need to have the ladder to be 14 tvachim, or zayin mashu, or even the lowest of 7 and a little bit, but the whole objective is to get to the top of the wall. So how here is it going to help even if it doesn't reach the top of the wall? And the aim limit don't say the hasam de les bay there it's talking about, where you don't even have a length of dal of four tfachim. Because the stam sulam barach of dal dairi, because generally a ladder in general, we are talking about that it does have a width, meaning along the length, which is what they call the width, that it is talking about. Ella, hey, for the karma culture, only where it says that it's a minute amount. Like when we talk about that of the ledge, the mishum ziz le bay rech of dal, that because of that there's the ledge, that's why the ladder does not need a width of four tefachim. But in general, it does have. And the chay mashma. So too, it sounds like that, the kamal kamon. The Gemara tells us later on the fine chesim and al, that sulam mikam, where you have a ladder on one side, a ladder on the other side, and you have the straw in the middle. That the Gemara says, oh, mahu, what would the halacha be over there? So the Gemara says, oh, chokik lahashlam b'kaisel b'kama. It says, in regarding another case, it says if you, meaning, and what's it talking about? They're talking about the kashim mem is to complete the area of four tvach. So it says when you're carving out in the wall to supplement, how much do you need to carve out, that it should be the length of four tvach. Again, it says, taisis mashma the way you rock my butt. Sounds like a ladder needs to be the length of four tefachim. So if so then that means to say that if that's what a ladder requires, so even those halachas, when you say how tall does the ladder have to be, it goes to the top of the wall, it sounds like even though it has a length of four tefachim. But if you're saying over here that it doesn't have a width of four tefachim, so why does it help if it doesn't get to the top? What's the difference than our halacha over here than the halacha over there where it has to get to the top of the wall? Says Tais Vedech limits, and those are difficult to say. The Hadabin Shayyilu Rechar Kaisal, this that we're saying on the next daf, has to reach the top of the wall. And the Lisagi Mashimit, it's not enough, like we're saying in here, so good that it's just diminishing the height, that it's going to be less than 10 tefachim. Ayri, that's too much, Kashiyash bin Zel Zegimel. Oh, because, yeah, that's missing the requirement we're saying here in our sugya, that it doesn't have between the different rungs, 3 tefachim, so it doesn't connect. And the Shliba Tachtoin, and I'm giving another Shloisha, and also that the bottom rung is more than 3 tefachim on the ground, to have a meat ba'ab, which, as Rashi says, oh, diminishing the airspace, Veloish may meet, and that's not considered meet. It's a Dechi to say that, and the Vertesis is difficult with this interpretation of Rashi. So this brings from the Re, not like Rashi, that actually the case over here, it's the Adetogman, actually it's 4x4, and that's why the ladder doesn't have to reach the top of the wall. The Farish Re says, the Hacham, over here, that, yeah, it's not reaching the top of the wall, Be'ina Arbalaba, it has to be 4x4. Shehiro Lamed, that should be fit to stand, Ulasakabalav, and that it could stay, Ulalasal Kaisel, and that you could get on top of the wall. Ulahachel Be'ina, and therefore you don't need El Shay Smaida, Kais Masar, only that the wall should be less than 10 tefachim. Aval come on, but later on, boy, they required that you have to reach the top of the wall. There, it's not 4x4. It's only 4 and not 4x4. Additionally, Besulim, Shasulim, Parchas. Says Taisis, the next case of the ladder, that the rungs are, let's say, what's called flying, like in Sulim, Shalom. Taisis disagrees with Rashi. It's not like our ladders. El Kei Madrega, Shakari, and Garj. It's like steps. And Beloy Kei Madrega, Shalabonim. Not like the steps of stone. Sha'isik can be discovered within the stuff that it's like, let's say, a platform on top, from within a platform. Ela Madrig is built in Zal Gavzets. Rather, that the steps are sticking out one on top of the other. Sheish Chalal, Va'aver, that there's ear space, between each rung. Zal Lashon Parchas, and that's why it's called floating. Kamai, like we find such a terminology of Nimtze Kevish Pereach, Agabe Ami Yisayt Ba'am Yisayt. Comes out that the ramp is Pereach, it's floating. On top of the Ami Yisrael and Ami Yisrael, the Perikachi Kachim, they are on the Samach Vezim at base. which just means that it sticks out. Hashlibis rechavis are balaban. Yes, the rungs are each one 4x4 tfach. Ah, lahach b'mayid. Therefore, diminishes even though it does not reach to the top of the wall. Again, the reed l'shitase. Now, Taisa explains according to this opinion. So then, why do we need both cases, the itzva and the ladder? So Taisa says ve'itzva lashmin ve'itzva. We have to say the halacha by the platform, and the besum shlibasa shlibisa perches. We have to say regarding the ladder also of when the rungs are floating in the air. Why? So says Taisa. Had we said the case of the platform, I would have said the sulam chain b'shliva tachtin abba. They regard the ladder that the lowest rung does not have four tefachim b'yesh b'bel yoyin abba, but it does have in the higher rung four tefachim. Then I would say afal yesh bin zelaz ashleisha, that even if it has more than three tefachim, the night it would diminish because the lechashim yivav is not considered diminishing the airspace. Why? Kivin v'achar asul mechur b'hakol yachad, since from behind the ladder, it's all connected as one. Ah, davikitz tva'achas, that's like one platform. So therefore, you would say that that's different. And the Yashmin Nesul, had we only said the case of the ladder, I would have said, yeah, the Itzvah, because by a platform, I feel Ein Bin Zeh L'Zeh Gimel Habamid Ba'Aved, that even by the platform, even if you don't have three Tvachim, it would still not be considered as one, it would still be considered trying to diminish the space of the wall in the ear, because the Ein Itzvah Tachtonim Habitel Zavet. Yeah, the lower platform should not nullify the ear space, because it's not really connected with the upper one. And then I would have said, would not be considered as a ladder at all. It's not even like a ladder. I mean, this itzva, the low itzva, is not even like a whatever type of ladder that it is. Which we said, when you have a ladder near a ledge, even though it's not connected to the ledge, it still diminishes, as the Gemara tells us later on. No, because there, It's different because the chazi la'aliyah, because at least it's fit to get up on top of it. Umavat la'avish v'nachazis, and therefore nullifies the airspace that's beneath the ledge. In contrast, over here by the itzvah, we'd say not, and then we have to say both those cases. Then Taisa brings from Rabbeinu Tam. And here we're talking about a permanent ladder, and that's why it doesn't have to reach the top of the wall, which the reed disagrees with that. Taisa says, Rabbeinu Tam of Arashi explains a different way why over here it does not have to reach the top of the wall. Because the hadabai you need to have that the ladder reaches to the top of the wall. That's where it's not a permanent ladder. Our Gemara is told more it's permanent, therefore it doesn't have to reach the top. Such taste of inyalu does not seem correct to the read. Because the Gabelula Basul Khalalia, when the Gemara talks about the skylight that's opened up to the upper story, the Gemara had asked, Itzar Sum Kavur Lav, do you need a permanent ladder or not? So such taste is Mashmid, sounds like that it's not permanent. There's no question at all. That for sure it's not going to be effective. The B'chol Duch to be in Sum Kavur, because generally you need to have a permanent ladder. If that's the case, so by permanent ladder is where we said it has to reach the top of the wall. So obviously, it's not when it's permanent that it doesn't have to reach the top. But moreover, Shani Kavua, if it's not permanent, given the little Shabbos since we moved on Shabbos, not feeling like Yad Rosh HaKaz, even if it reaches the top of the wall, in Lahol, it should not be effective. It's like when you have a dish between two different gourd jugs, it's not like among the Mishnah tells later on. I feel like Molly Kashri Tevin, that even if that dish is filled with straw or with Tevin, which is similar to the case of a ladder, it reaches the top of the wall, and even better than that, it's considered still separate. You could only make two separate Erev and not make one Erev. Why? Because it's not permanent, but then you end up taking it away. And then that's the same with a ladder, and then you have to obviously say that a ladder is to that is permanent. So Taisa had explained Rashi that Rashi holds that the rungs of the ladder are only the length for Tvachim, but does not have a width of for Tvachim. The Reed disagreed. And it says if that's the case, then it should have reached the top of the wall. Obviously, if you don't, it's because here we're talking about that the rungs are not only a length of Fortzbach, but also a width of Fortzbach. Beintam wanted to say that here we're talking about by a permanent ladder, and therefore it doesn't have to reach the top of the wall. Tish disagreed. It says because all ladders, but the Gemara's Toma is a permanent ladder, and still we require it gets to the top of the wall. Therefore, you must say like the answer to the Re, and not like your Beintam.